keep it, keep it. Brick better keep it moving.
Let's see what's trending. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more, and you'll know what everything that's trending in the next 2 minutes. Like, I have the worst Christmas songs of all time.
Ooh, okay.
USAtoday.com ranked them 10 worst Christmas songs. Here are the top two. Number two.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Grandma
Why?
Got run over by a reindeer.
Just I mean, because it's two, morbid?
What's number one?
It's actually pretty ridiculous. That song just popped on with my kids the other day. They thought it was the funniest song I'd ever heard. Why did Grandma get hit by a reindeer? They
Come
were laughing.
On, Patsy.
And number one, kind of it, like, either love it or hate it.
Christmas. The worst? I kind of rock with it.
People love this
song. Either love it or hate it, they ranked it as the worst one. They can be kind of annoying, but it's also like the only time of the year you hear it, and it's cute and it's fun and it's festive. Like,
yeah.
I don't think you could have a bad Christmas song.
No. Christmas Shoes, hello.
Christmas Shoes did finish at number three. That song does. Like, it is a pretty intense song. Time Magazine named their Entertainer of the Year.
Whoa, this is big.
Any predictions? You're never going to guess.
No,
I think it's... never go. Who would you guys guess? Kevin, Entertainer of the Year?
I already know it, so I'll guess it.
Sabrina Carpenter?
No, I thought it'd be someone big, like, that had a big pop thing.
No, it's
Taylor Swift. Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Whatever. What? Hasn't he won that like 30 times
in a row? I know,
he's
had a big movie and he's a big actor, but he
it's
disappears
not really
a lot.
For this year. It's more for what the possibility is for next year.
He says he disappears and gets out of the public eye, probably because he wants to date Victoria's Secret models, but mainly he says it's so people don't get sick of him, but whatever. One of Will Ferrell's elf costumes sold for how much?
Oh my gosh, probably $1 million, right?
No, $319,000.
What a steal.
They said it's the one where he wears the costume where he pushes all the buttons on the elevator.
Yeah.
That's what this is the costume they sold. It was not the most expensive item sold at this like auction. Well, Harrison Ford's fedora at Indiana Jones Temple was sold for $437,000.
Yeah.
And Boba Fett's blaster from Empire Strikes Back sold for $613,000.
That's a steal, baby.
Oh my gosh.
Kevin and his toy collections.
Brick better keep it, keep it. Brick better keep it moving.
We're about to see just how big of idiots we are again this year. It is the Brett Maga Show. Yesterday, about this time, we revealed our 2025 predictions, what we thought would happen this year. And I would feel like most of them were completely wrong, and we missed almost all of them. For the 2026 predictions, we are going to now take a look at the future and take a look at the year and go, hey, what do we think is going to happen in 2026? So we've all made predictions on different categories of what we think the new year will look like. Let's start off with, who do we think is going to have the biggest year? What celebrity do you think we will be talking about nonstop in 2026 that everyone will think, man, this was the star of 2026?
Okay, I might get canceled for this, might get a lot of hate, but I think she's going to be talked a lot about in the hashtag and everything. I'm going to say Whitney Levitt from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Interesting pick.
Yeah. She already had her big debut on Dancing with the Stars. Now she's going to be in the Chicago Broadway thing. Mm. So I just think she's going to keep getting like big brand deals, red carpet events, times for her to be famous.
And then she's kind of like a lightning rod for controversy. So that's why
she
you kind
is,
of said
yeah.
that, like, why she could be canceled. All right, Kevin.
I think, without a doubt, it is going to be Zendaya's year.
That's what I wrote down. I feel like Zendaya was almost a cheat code.
I know. She's got so many things coming out, from Euphoria Season 3 to The Odyssey to the new Spider-Man film to being a part of Shrek 5. I mean, she is going to be everywhere, and I think that's going to be her year.
That's it. I felt like Zendaya was a cheat code, but do you remember when like Jennifer Lawrence went from like blockbuster movies to like big time actress and was winning like all the Oscars?
Yeah.
She went from like The Hunger Games. I think that's what's happened. We've already seen a little bit of that from Zendaya, because she's like from like star of like Spider-Man blockbuster movies, but she can act. And I think this is where we're going to be talking about like her winning Oscars and things like that. This is going to be a crazy year in terms of her acting, and she's adorable and likable and everything.
And I predict a Casey Undercover reboot.
No
oh
way.
Gosh.
All right, AB, who did you have?
I picked Olivia Dean. I think she kind of came out of the woodwork at the end of this year, but I think she's going to get even bigger in 2026.
Okay, she's a musical artist.
So if you
right?
don't know who Olivia Dean is, this is what she's famous for.
Come be the man I need. Tell me you got something to give. I want it. I kind of like it when you call me wonderful. Whatever the type of talk it is, come on.
right now doing what she's doing, and she was all over people's Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, that's a really good song.
We're going to pick out couples, we're going to pair some celebrities together, and we're going to call out somebody's downfall in 2026. We're going to make some predictions in less than 3 minutes on the new year. I feel like everywhere you go, there's these like end of the year lists that are happening where you look back on 2025, and then there's these like new lists that are coming out predicting things that are going to happen in 2026. And that's what we're doing right now here on the Brett Maga Show. We're 60 minutes commercial free. We're making some bold predictions, what we think will happen in 2026 when it comes to pop culture. So let's predict who we think will, and we're going to look back on these, by the way. We did this the other day, and we were terribly wrong. So we'll see how we do this year. Who do we think will become a couple in 2026? What celebrity do you think will pair up?
I'm pretty confident in this one.
Really?
I'm going to say freshly broken up Alex Earl is going to couple up with Glenn Powell. And I know he has a new girlfriend right now. But she's going to fade out. I think Alex Earl is going to transition into like dating a different type of celebrity pool of people. Like either someone like Glenn Powell, Jacob Elordi.
Okay, this is so
Tom
funny.
Tom Brady, someone like that, like a bigger star.
I have written down Alex Earl and Jacob Elordi.
Okay,
really?
Yeah, she is going to date someone ultra famous.
You think
for
so?
Sure.
Yes.
If you don't know who Alex Earl is, influencer, she was on Dancing with the Stars. And you think like this is where she just starts?
Yeah, she's going into the big leagues, and all those people like women like her, the big boobed blonde girls. They do.
Kevin?
You know, speaking of big boob blonde girls, I think that Sydney Sweeney is going to hook up. Now, who is that mystery guy? Pete Davidson.
No. Wait, and he has a kid on the way.
Are they engaged too? Or
they might be.
They break up and she comes in.
I'm just
huge
saying,
scandal.
You can't cage Pete Davidson.
So I have Pete Davidson's ex with Kim Kardashian, with Post Malone.
Oh,
guys, you
can
just
see
it.
That.
I would
I don't
love
hate
them
that.
Together. Kim needs to get in her Post Malone era.
Like, I don't hate
she
that.
Would be. They would be great together. Okay, who do you think is going to have the biggest flop in 2026? Like, all of a sudden, they're hot right now, but not next year. They're just going to be, it's just not going to go well for them.
I said Olivia Rodrigo, and that hurts me to say that, but I think, you know, the competition for It Pop Girl has been way too hot. I think she slowed down in 2025, and I think she's going to continue to slow down in 2026. I don't care if she's writing an album or not. She needed to be more prevalent, so I think it's her fall-off year.
I almost feel like she fell off in 2025. That's not a bad prediction. Kevin?
Well, you know, I don't know if this is just wishful thinking on my part, but there's a gentleman by the name of Callum Turner who is engaged to Dua Lipa. And I sadly, and here's the thing, right now,
I don't even know who that is.
They pushed their wedding back.
Kevin,
there's hope.
Now, Callum's got some movies coming up.
He heard that Kevin's swooping in.
And, you know, he's got a rom-com coming up, One Night Only. I don't think it's going to do well. I think that that's going to
lead. Rotten Tomatoes user Kevin Berghoff.
And again,
I
don't know if it's wishful thinking, but I think, sadly, Callum Turner is not going to have a great 2026.
It's funny because I almost put Post Malone and Dua Lipa together, and I deleted it because I didn't want Kevin to throw something at me, and I didn't want Kevin to compete with Post Malone. I know Kevin did want that
don't
smoke.
Don't do that, yeah.
Okay, AB, who do you think is going to end up who do you think is going to have a downfall?
I think Alex Cooper, the host of Caller Daddy,
you guys thought that before.
Is going down. Not just in like fame, though. Like, I think she's going to say something and it's going to get out there.
Canceled?
And she's going to be canceled.
I think she's just becoming mainstream.
People will look to cancel her.
Yeah.
I think she might have the biggest year she's ever had. I actually think the complete opposite. She's just becoming mainstream. I know that she's just becoming mainstream because you guys have probably, Hannah and AB have known about Alex Cooper for a while. Our boss brought it up at a breakfast. I didn't even check out that Alex Cooper podcast. And so she's just becoming mainstream. I think by the end of next year, everyone will know that name and be comfortable with that name. I think she'll have a huge year. I am so confident this person has a downfall in 2026. It is so blatantly obvious. This person is going down. Guys, Morgan Wallen.
Oh. Shut up. I knew you were going to say that.
The guy's going down.
No, he's not.
He's
can't bring him down.
You can. Morgan Wallen, by the end of next year, would be like,
true.
Remember when that guy was cool and popular? He sucks now.
No. You're wrong.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
The official Golden Globe nominations have been released for this year. And starting off with what I think was hands down like the biggest movie and the biggest hype of the entire year was Wicked for Good. And they did get nominated for Best Music for No Place Like Home and The Girl in the Bubble. And both girls got nominated, both Cynthia and Ariana, for their roles. So that was great. But ultimately, the movie got snubbed.
It's not nominated for Best Comedy. And, you know, last year, remember, it was nominated. It was nominated for Oscars, all that. And what I've heard, I haven't seen it yet. It's not as good as the first. And
the
first,
heard the same, yeah.
And the first, you know, didn't win and got nominated. This one didn't even get nominated. Mm.
It makes me nervous because I wanted the first round to win, the first movie last year, and now they're just going to get snubbed. And I don't know.
For the
it
Oscars,
makes me sad.
Because Golden Globe is usually a prelim for the Oscars.
Right, yeah.
And then as for guys and actors this year, the big competition is basically in the realm of like musical or comedy. And the nominees for that include George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Timothy Chalamet, I would say, were the big three in there. Other names to look out for this year are The Rock, which is crazy to me because he had that like UFC movie that completely flopped, The Smashing Machine. But The Rock did get nominated for a Golden Globe this year for that.
I will say this is the reason The Rock did it. He's done like big blockbuster movies and he came out and he said, I wanted to do a role that got nominated for awards to prove that I could do that. And then the movie like bombed at the box office. Everyone said The Rock did good and they get a, like,
nominated
kind of
yeah.
proves him right. Because first I thought, The Rock, just stick to those weird blockbuster movies, but good for him.
Yeah, and then as for TV, of course White Lotus led with nominations. With six of them, I feel like they do this every single year. Other TV shows that we've seen time and time again are Only Murders in the Building, Abbott Elementary, Severance. They're all nominated again. The Golden Globes know them. They love them. Of course, they're here. And then
I will point out a movie or TV show that got snubbed in the final season. No Stranger Things nominations, guys.
That, I didn't think of that.
About zero Stranger Things got snubbed everywhere. People are like, this is the final season.
Could it be next year's?
No, they would have submitted. They would have submitted like the same way Wicked for Good.
Even though the whole season isn't out?
Like, at least they work in parts and they could have submitted it already. Yeah, so they were snubbed.
Okay, ouch. And then AB, I wanted to mention for you, one of your favorite shows, Nobody Wants This. That was also a really big hit on the nominations this year. Both Adam Brody and Kristen Bell were nominated for the roles in the show.
I'm so happy for them.
I knew you would.
They're awesome.
Do you think they win any of them, though?
No.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Can anyone here on the Brett Mega Show or anyone listening get the Megamind question of the day correct? 58% of men go to bed on a regular basis without doing this. What do they do?
Uh-oh. I'm going to say that they don't brush their teeth, which is nasty, nasty.
It is not me, but I think it's kissing their significant other goodnight.
A crime.
I'm going to say, even though it might be a higher percentage than just 58, washing their face.
Somebody got it correct. Great guesses. All troublesome, right?
All bad.
Yep. Who got it correct? 58% of men go to bed on a regular basis without doing this. It is either kissing your significant other, not brushing your teeth, or not washing your face. Find out who got it right next.
Mega Minds.
Someone on the Rep Mega Show got the Mega Mind question of the day correct. 58% of men go to bed on a regular basis without doing this. Hannah, your guess?
I said brush their teeth.
Kevin?
I said without kissing their significant other goodnight.
And I said without washing their face.
It's guys who are a little bit more dirty and nasty. So, Kevin, you're out.
Oh.
It's either brush their teeth or wash their face. 58% of men go to bed on a regular basis without doing this. It is wash their face.
I feel like guys never wash their face in general.
I don't wash my face.
I wash my face. That's so funny.
Yeah. Guys are crazy.
I wash my face like, I would say, 58% of the time. Yeah, I do about, I try to do it most of the time. I got face stuff and I wash it. And I think it makes a big difference. Actually, I know it when I exfoliate. You know,
very good.
Big difference. Hannah looks completely different. It's the Brett Mega Show. Last week on the show, I don't know if you remember this, but Hannah said, guys, I'm going to a new hairstylist. I'm going to get a whole new hairdo. And then she walked in and she was like, guys, do you recognize me? And we're like, Yeah, because you look exactly the same. This is not that. Hannah has made a big deal about that she's going to look completely different and looks completely different. Tell everyone what you have done to your physical appearance.
I am now a glasses wearer. I will be wearing these new glasses.
Why are you saying
every
like that?
Day now.
Why are you saying it? Like, you should have seen you when you did that stupid blonde switch. You were like, look at this blonde. Now you're like, I'm a glasses wearer.
Well, it is very, very different.
You don't like it.
No, I just have to get used to it.
I love it. This is way better than the blonde, dirty blonde. You look awesome.
Yeah, it looks great.
Thank you.
I love the new glasses,
it's,
Hannah.
It's a lot different for me, not just appearance-wise, but I can't tell you like how bad my vision was. When I put on these glasses, I almost feel like I have like all around less anxiety because I was really struggling with my vision earlier. That I knew things were there, but I was having so much trouble reading them that it was making me really anxious. And now that I'm seeing all these things, I just feel better. And when I was driving last night after I left the eye place, it scared me how bad my vision must have been because it was like completely different with my glasses on. I'm like, it like low-key might have been dangerous for me to be driving before.
So many people say that when they finally get glasses or contacts. So
I had no idea.
What was this? Everything is so crystal clear.
Wow, the world looks like this.
Exactly. I think that's what it is. You know, you put those glasses on, you looked in the mirror and realized your hair really didn't change color.
Oh, heaven, it did.
No, now the truth goes off on why you actually thought your hair looked different because you actually couldn't see.
No, but you do. I really like those glasses.
I think she looks so different, guys, and I love it. I love the look. I love everything about it.
Thank you.
Did you post any pictures yet?
I haven't. I'm like scared. I'm scared to go anywhere because this is like going to be me now. So even like we have our Christmas party this week. I will be wearing glasses. I'm scared to take pictures in them.
Why?
I don't want to look weird. It's just
you
different.
You won't look weird.
My biggest question was, I think usually what ends up happening is people like what they look in glasses because they kind of look like sophisticated and smart. But remember there was like a trend for a little while, like wear like glasses that don't have a prescription so you can look like that. Like I was like, people were doing that all the time. And I think there, you like it for a while, then you stop liking it. Like, I don't like myself in glasses anymore. You like get bored of it. But then when you first get them, you usually are excited to wear them.
Yeah.
What I usually think is the biggest change is like, wearing them, they kind of are annoying. Do they feel tight because you haven't done it? Your that like right part of your nose can get sore, and or wearing them at the gym. Or
I know,
like
weightlifting. I'm scared they're gonna get like fogged up.
Are you gonna
wear
them during lifting? You can take them probably off.
I have
lifting.
A prediction. They will be broken by the family dog within 6 months.
Oh, wow. The dog loves to eat glasses.
Oh,
that's
really?
Like
it's already
the dog's
two of
favorite
retainers.
Snack. So yeah, I gotta lock these up. They're expensive.
My prediction is she stops wearing them in 6 months too. She clearly doesn't look good.
It's great.
You look great.
I need to wear these. No, I will.
What about contacts?
Why are you not wearing contacts?
Okay, when I asked my optometrist about contacts, she was like, "Oh, well, you know, you got to wear the glasses for a while before you can get contacts."
What?
I don't think that's true.
No, she did.
I brought a friend with me to the eye care place. I brought my friend Olivia, and she will vouch for me. My optometrist was not in favor of contacts.
I think her eye doctor said that because she thinks Hannah's a child because she brought a friend to her appointment. So she's like, "Let's." This is the same way we tell
kids. Friends are the best type of friends.
Let's see if you can handle the glasses before we start doing the contacts.
Right.
That's the same thing they do for kids. Mm. So she was probably like, "You got to earn contacts."
My friend knew what questions to ask. I was lost, and so having Olivia there was a great thing.
Yeah, well, she didn't get you contacts, and everyone thinks you should be wearing contacts. They look good, though. Girl. I like the way they look.